From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The Apple Corporation is facing pressure from elected officials and others internationally over revelations that software updates on some of their older smartphones were designed to help the phones deal with slowing batteries. After consumers howled in outrage, the company began offering battery replacements for a significantly lowered price. But for prosecutors in France, that's not enough. An investigation by the country's economy ministry is looking into whether Apple might be intentionally creating products with shorter lifespans in order to pressure consumers into buying newer models. Here in the United States, Senator John Thune, chair of the Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committee, has also written to Apple asking questions about the company's intentions. Apple is one of the largest manufacturers of smartphones in the world, with more than 200 million iPhones sold worldwide in 2016 alone. My guest is Camille Fabacher. She is a member of the France-based organization Stop Planned Obsolescence. Welcome to the program, Camille.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us. So first, tell us a little bit about your organization. The name is pretty indicative of what your goal is. Stop Planned Obsolescence in Technology and Hardware. What exactly does your organization do?
In fact, in French, the planned obsolescence is defined in the law since 2015. So we decided to create this NGO in 2015. To fight against this to fight against planned obsolescence. So we are acting at different levels. We are explaining to people what is it, so that they can fight against it in their everyday life. And we are now suing Apple and Epson, so a printer manufacturer, for planned obsolescence.
So what is French law on this matter? We may not have something like it here in the United States, but of course there are things as class action lawsuits in the US, but in France there is a law that actually criminalizes intentionally shortening the lifespan of a product if your goal is to have consumers needing to keep buying it. Can you explain that law a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. France is the first country in the world to define it as a crime. So the manufacturer can have up to 2 years of imprisonment and 300,000 euros of fine. And if it's really proved that they are slowing things or making things not to last, they can be up to 5% of the whole revenues of the company.
Wow. So, I mean, this essentially applies to any product. I mean, if you buy a blender and it's, you know, designed with parts that the company, the manufacturer knows will fail in a short period of time, which, you know, many here in the United States were sort of used to that, unfortunately. In France, that's not allowed.
In France, not allowed. But in fact, the products that are sold in US are the same often that the ones sold worldwide. So we've got the same trouble. Often you've got some small parts in plastic, and this small part will break, whereas if it was stronger, it won't happen. Or for example, you can have trouble with compatibility between things. For example, for printers, you've got a new printer but an old computer. You have to buy a new computer so that you can use your new printer with your computer. Or it's the same thing with the smartphones. We are working on a last thing in which we can't imagine that there is planned obsolescence, but it's tights for women. In fact, Dupont de Nemours, it was an American manufacturer of tights in 1930, built really, really strong tights, but to make women buy more tights, He decided to pay engineers to make them more fragile so that we'll buy more and more.
So tights like pantyhose, basically, I think that's what we call it here in the US.
To put with a dress. Yes.
Right. Okay. Stockings or pantyhose.
Yes.
Wow. So let's talk about Apple specifically, because that's gotten the most attention here. You know, iPhones are increasingly popular. And when customers in December found out that people who had, you know, say a model iPhone 6 or 7, that their phones were just sort of acting up, just not being as responsive as they normally were, it was revealed that Apple, in their software updates, were intentionally slowing down the phone to keep up with an aging battery. But shouldn't we have expected that rechargeable batteries age, because that is, you know, that's physics. All rechargeable batteries over time will age. So why is Apple at fault for having done this?
Because if they knew that a battery would have to be changed, they should have done them changeable. For the first iPhones, I don't know if you remember, but it was thanks to Californian consumers that they decided to change. And for iPhone 5 and 6 and more, they made batteries that you can change. It's not easy to change them.
Right. In the early iPhones, you couldn't even change any batteries. It
yes,
used to be
yes,
that
exactly.
once the battery
exactly.
died, the entire unit was not usable.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And then instead of putting battery, you can change like the very first phones. They put battery with special drivers, special screws, like the one you can't find anywhere. Just them have the good screwdriver to fix it.
So essentially ensuring that customers cannot fix their own phones, that they have to rely on Apple.
Yes, they can't fix it and they can't even change just the battery. I can understand that the battery is beginning, is becoming older and older. That's physics, as you said.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can't change it shows that Apple didn't want people to change it and keep the phone for a long period of time.
Right. And in the case of what we just found out, for someone whose phone that, you know, seemed to work perfectly because they had taken good care of it, suddenly the phone started slowing down. And it might, if you didn't know that it was Apple intentionally slowing it down, it might make you think, well, maybe I need to get a new phone, which of course would translate into sales for Apple. Instead, what could have Apple done? I mean, could it, for example, have done what it's now promising to do in the future, which is to put some sort of battery life indicator on your phone so that you can see on your phone, oh, the battery is slowing down, I need to take it in to change the battery, or, you know, try to change it myself?
I think that the very first thing Apple should do is to put removable batteries so that if you need a new one, you just can buy a new one. If you buy a battery directly to a big producer, it's less than $15 a battery. So imagine $89 at the beginning to change it. And for them, it's only $15 or $20. So
even the discount that Apple is now offering for this year, which is that you can get your battery changed for $29, that's still significantly more, almost twice as much as a battery might cost if you bought it on your own through a wholesaler.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So imagine the money they made before.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. So I think the very, very first thing Apple should do is to make removable batteries with the indicator you were talking about. It would be great. And then I think they really should put like an option. If you want to come back to previous iOS, you could. So that if you see that your phone is slowing down, you can just say, okay, I'll go back to the previous one. Maybe I don't have the new features, but instead my phone won't be so slow.
Right. I mean, that's another issue, that you can't go back usually in operating system software updates. You can't go backwards. Once you've updated, you're sort of stuck with whatever they've decided you will have. Now, I want to ask you what your response to Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, is. In his letter to consumers, December 28th, one of the things he said was, first and foremost, we have never and would never do anything to intentionally shorten the life of any Apple product or degrade the user experience to drive customer upgrades. Our goal has always been to create products that our customers love, and making iPhones last as long as possible is an important part of that. Do you believe him, Camille?
I believe that people love the iPhone, and I believe that they want people to love their phone, for sure. But I really don't believe that they want people to keep their old phone for a long time, because for them it's less sales, so less money. And I think that's a great problem with Apple, is that every year they're making like a huge, huge noise to say, to tell people, buy the new one is so better. If you want to tell your friends, look, I'm great, I've got the new one. They are really encouraging people to buy new one. And I think that's in the whole world, the most famous firm that do so much noise about a new product. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, and so certainly there's a factor, there's a lifestyle factor that goes with having the latest iPhone. But here's the issue that I think we need to sort of frame this whole conversation around. Is this just a matter of saving consumers money, or is there a larger issue here, which is of environmental problems? What happens to old iPhones? Where do old iPhones go when they are no longer used? I mean, certainly there are some recycling programs. Some people might sell their older iPhones that still, you know, work to an extent to other folks. But don't most of them end up in a landfill somewhere, polluting our environment?
Thank you for raising this issue, because for me, it's the big issue about it. Because to build a phone, only a few hundred grams, it costs environmentally thousands, hundred of waste. Just because to extract some precious metals, we've got to use lots of chemicals and all this kind of stuff. So for environmental reason, it's terrible to change phone every 18 months or less. It's really terrible. In Europe, we've got a list of 14 critical metals that we will be short of within a few years. And after that, we don't know how we'll do to replace it. Secondly, it's really, really hard to recycle. It's polluting the air, the water, the ground. And I think not for our children, but even for us, within a few years, it will be a big problem. And to come back about the social issue, I think that it's really terrible for consumers to buy cheap things. I think you know the expression, I'm too poor to buy cheap, because if you buy cheap things, you will have to buy more often, and at the end, it will cost way more.
Not that we want Apple to start charging more for iPhones, because they certainly cost enough, but if they made those same iPhones have a much, much longer lifespan, then certainly people who are low income could hold on to their phones for longer and not have to pay a lot, and certainly would save the environment as well. And we have this mentality, this sort of consumerist mentality that does not account for hanging on to, and you know, that doesn't account for the pollution that comes from throwing away, especially electronic devices, but almost any goods these days. We have fewer and fewer resources, and certainly we all rely on these smartphones to help us communicate with one another. Should we be treating them as precious items that we want to keep with us for a long time so that there's not this turnover? Like you might, you know, have a piece of jewelry, for example, but a very functional piece of jewelry.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't want to throw away your diamond ring if you happen to have one every few years. It's something you expect to have for a lifetime. So why not a smartphone?
if you know that you can only have one in your life, mm-hmm, because they won't be more after, you will take care of it, yeah, you will fix it, and you won't just throw it away because of a trend. Imagine if for the iPhones, but for the blender of the whole things you've got in your home, you can fix them instead of buying them like every year or every 2 years. Imagine all the jobs that will stay in the country. All the people to fix them or this kind of people of job we really need instead of jobs in China or somewhere else.
That are really low paid and very hazardous jobs, yes. We should add to the Chinese people. Yeah.
Yes, it will be way better for the jobs and for the economy, local economy. And I mean.
And here in the United States, and I'm pretty sure internationally as well, there is a movement to preserve consumer products like electronics, etc. There are repair cafes, as they're called, around the world that people organize in their communities, where folks who do have the skills to change out a battery, come and offer for free. To help fix people's products so that they don't have to go out and buy one. Although you could actually make it a fixture in the community and, as you said, pay people to repair. I would rather pay someone, a local worker in my community, $20-$30 to change out my iPhone battery than pay Apple to do it and keep that money locally instead of having it pad Tim Cook's salary.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It would be way better for everybody. And moreover, all the waste we are producing by just throwing away the old phones, it costs a lot to society just to trying to recycle it. But in fact, today we don't know how really to recycle it, but it costs a lot just to taking care of all this waste. We don't know what to do with it for the time being.
So finally, Camille, what do you think will happen with the lawsuit against Apple originating from France? Do you think that Apple will be forced to pay large fines and or change the way it creates its products?
I think it's a great thing that six countries in the world began to work on this subject. So we've got France, but we've got Canada, United States, Australia, Israel, and South Korea. So I think it's great. And for Apple, just the thing that so many countries worldwide take care of this subject shows that they can't do what they want to, and consumers won't believe them like without thinking. So I think it's a great thing, just this. And I think they'll have to find a way to let people change the battery if they want to. They'll have to be more transparent about the new iOS, what it will change. And I think they can't now slow down again without nobody noticing it.
Do you think that Apple should offer free battery changes rather than the $29, which is a big discount from $79?
Yeah, that's a big discount. I think that Apple should offer way more than just changing batteries, because when you've paid $1,000 just for a phone, I think you can expect to use it for 20 years.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of money. They're making a lot of money about it. And I think it's not fair for the consumer.
Camille, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post a link to your website from our site later today. The name of the organization, the English version of the name is Stop Planned Obsolescence.
Okay.
So certainly people can Google it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody.
My guest is Camille Fabacher. She is a member of the France-based organization Stop Planned Obsolescence. And we've been discussing whether Apple deliberately shortens the lifespan of its products in order to make more money. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.